There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael gets top billing because he is the professional. He's done the work. He's the pundit. He's the analyzer. He's the man who, working with the Talkers.com and Talkers magazine, comes up every week with our top stories, top talk topics of the week, and the big people who are the focus of lots of conversation. So we ought to get right to it, Mike, because there's a good list this week. Not that there isn't a good list every week, but there are a lot of little bits and pieces, nuances, if you will, that beg, scream out for commentary. So we'll learn more about how the talk radio business works, listening to you, and what some of the stories are. So how do you like that?
I think it's wonderful, and I'm excited to present this information to our listeners. And this is the result of hours of intense scrutiny on the part of the staff at Talkers Magazine, putting this information together, culled from stations and shows all across the country doing the news talk format. And number 10, we have some sports information. A fellow named Chris Borland quit the 49ers. And in the college basketball world, that ritual known as March Madness, with everybody doing their brackets, that's been talked about.
Have you got a bracket? You got any of that at the Talkers office?
No. I have to admit, as big a football fan as I am, I'm a professional football fan.
That's it. No more no basketball, no baseball, no hockey.
I'm a basketball fan, and I follow baseball. I'm not a big baseball fan anymore. I do follow basketball on the professional level. I am an NBA fan, and I'm a huge NFL fan, which I consider to be my most embarrassing habit.
Yeah, I would say that's good. Yeah,
I think, I think it's a disgraceful thing.
It is. I love it. All right. Well, then you probably got something to say about Chris Borland and all the things. You and I have talked before about the issue of the helmets, or not just the helmets, but of the injuries and the deaths that come from all of this. And it's far beyond time for it to be scrutinized. And I think he's added a very interesting and level rung to that ladder of discussion, because it seems that he's a very poised guy and just thought it through and said, you know what, it's not worth it. I'll do something else with my life. So, anyway.
I wonder if it's just that. Who knows?
Really?
Maybe he's got an email scandal or something going on. you never know.
Maybe he beats up dogs.
Yeah. Number 9, Dick Cheney interviewed in Playboy. At least he didn't pose in Playboy.
Oh, my God.
At number 8, Obama's mandatory voting proposal and Starbucks race conversation campaign. The OU racist song case at number 7. At number 6, the battle against ISIS. At number 5, the Ferguson cops shootings. At number 4, the aforementioned Hillary Clinton email probe, which I think is going to fade. At number 3, 2016 presidential prospects, which I think is going to grow. At number 2, Obama versus Netanyahu and the Israeli elections. And number 1, Iran nukes and the GOP letter. And that's basically the way the stories stack up. The people, Chris Borland at 10, Dick Cheney at 9, Jeffrey Williams at 8, Parker Rice and Levi Pettit at number 7, Hillary Clinton at 6. Number 5 is Scott Walker, Jeb Bush, and good old Donald Trump. At number 4, we have the Ayatollah Khamenei. We have at number 3, John Kerry and Tom Cotton. Number 2, Benjamin Netanyahu. He should run for president of the of the United States, or the world. And number 1, Barack Obama.
Well, he's a good politician, and like most politicians, you say thing one day, and then the next day, I don't really mean that. It just happened to be handy before the election, so I get a few more votes. But when he got a call from Mr. Obama, congratulations, but don't expect us to help you if you are going to continue to pursue that Palestinian thing. One of the fascinating things, you and I keep calling upon our trips to Israel. I don't remember whether you and I were together when we took a bus down along the trolley route where the wall used to be that separated Palestine, or the old city of Jerusalem, and sort of the new part The trolley tracks go down where the wall used to be, and on one side of the tracks is basically the Palestinian side of the city, and on the left side of the tracks is the Jewish, the Israeli side. And people don't understand how close in, because we all think in terms of country. We think countries are big. This stuff, these people are on top of each other, literally. And
yeah,
I find
the whole conflict is, you know, in an area the size of New Jersey.
Yeah. Right.
And, and also, I just want to point out, the average people get along and work very well.
They do. It's the leadership of the Palestinian movement, the leadership of the Israeli Knesset and the people who are running the country.
Groups. It's the fringe groups. There are groups on both sides that won't allow there to be peace.
Yeah. And that's...
But the average... I mean, you saw it, I saw it, everybody says it. The average people of both sides... They get along. They work well together.
Yeah.
And interestingly, to the outsider, you can't sometimes tell the difference. They're very similar culturally, genetically,
look the same,
ethnically.
Now, let me speak to that. Can I go one? May I go one step further with that?
You
for
can
you,
do whatever you want. It's your show.
No, it isn't. It's your show and my show. I want to go to the discussion that we're having about the Iran controversy and whether or not, you know, whatever is going to happen nuclear-wise and otherwise there. That's number one this week on the countdown. I had dinner, and I'd forgotten this, but I sort of knew it, but I'd forgotten it. I had dinner with a woman who came from Iran. It was, I believe, Sunday this past week. She was an Iranian Jew, and she brought some stories with her. She's writing a book, as a matter of fact, about growing up Jewish in Iran. Her father's a doctor, her mother was a nurse, she had a good education, went to England and married well, and so, but she's agitating for change. And I was looking at, you know, we call them the millennials, the group of people that Barack Obama sent that YouTube video to try to urge them to get their leaders to go along with this deal. That was a smart thing for Obama to do, because he understands that what we call the millennials here, that age group in Iran, plus a large population, a large Jewish population in Iran, there's a large Christian population in Iran, and there is a very large population that doesn't like the government there any more than we like our government here. So we all think, you know, I heard somebody on the radio say, you know, go after the Muslims and the Iranians like they were all the same and everybody in Iran was a Muslim, and they aren't. And it speaks to what you just said about what's going on in Israel. Everybody thinks that those who are in Israel on the Israeli side are Jews, and everybody who thinks the Palestinians on the other side are all Muslims. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Absolutely. And that is actually the truth in almost every war and every battle.
Yeah.
It really is a shame that we do this mass generalization and we create hatred and the willingness to kill and wipe out people based on these labels. When the average person, whether it was, you know, in Nazi Germany, which is the worst situation you can think of in relatively modern times, the average person in Russia, the average person in China, the average person in North Korea, the average person in Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, they're just trying to live their life, as is the average person in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy, and yet we're trapped in this syndrome. It's in our DNA. It's part of what happens when we operate collectively, and we blur the uniqueness of the individual into these generalizations that affect each and every person.
Yeah, and it's not fair. It's sad, actually, because, again, let's look at number six this week, which is the continuing discussion of the battle against ISIS and what they're doing and how they get their strength. What it does, as we look at what nobody seems to be doing, the people over there, many Muslims, are crying for some leadership, for some help to deal with this. We have these splinter groups. You know, we think, okay, we refer to ourselves as a Christian country in America. We aren't really. And even if we were, how many splinter groups are there? SECTS in our country. The Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Lutherans, the Congregationalists, the Unitarians, the ecumenical group that all disagree. You know, they have fundamental differences. That's why they were called protesters, thus the Protestant Church. It came away from the Catholic Church. And so there is many groups of Muslims who are like this, the Sunnis, the Shiites, the Kurds, and we got another dozen or so of these splinter groups in the Muslim faith. And so we tend to, as you just said, think about them all as if there's just one big cabal, which is nonsense. Anyway.
Okay, well, what are we going to do about it?
And that's the question. We're not doing anything about it.
It doesn't work. We're all like little minnows trapped in a flood. You know, we don't have the. It's amazing. This is going on for thousands of years. And I don't, you know, I'm not saying I give up. I'm not saying that we shouldn't talk about it. But I am saying that any kind of instant remedy provided by politicians or somebody like you or me saying something on the radio may make you feel good. It may seem like, that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trapped in this syndrome, being an individual and this whole collective thing called societies. It just makes it very difficult to swim against that tide.
I like that. Minnows in an ocean. That's one of those great phrases that is perfect for radio because it requires imagination, the imagery that comes forth when you say that was excellent. Michael, you get 2 stars for that.
That's
Michael Harrison.
Stars. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here as we review the charts for the week of March 16th to the 20th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment. But switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199. The lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Professor Michael Harrison. He's a professor of knowledge when it comes to the world of news talk radio, intelligence, and the impressive credentials, and a lot of things that I like to bring out in him, because he's pretty modest and he doesn't, you know, because he's done talk radio, he gets how you do this. And because he's the industry spokesperson with Talkers Magazine for well over two decades, 23, 24 years, it is good to get his perspective. And that's why so many people like this conversation that you and I have every week. Let's talk about the legal ramifications of some of these stories. I'm trying not to use it as a bully pulpit. But what's concerning me, Michael, and I'd like I'll set it up and you can go with it as far as you'd like to. The racist song stuff at Oklahoma University, the Ferguson thing, the guy who was found hung on a tree in Mississippi, that coupled with a continued focus, appropriately in my estimation, on the issues of sexism on these campuses, I just wonder sort of what the future holds for us. You look at all of these things that seem to be getting worse. I mean, we thought we dealt with racism, and we haven't really. And we thought we've dealt with sexism, and we really haven't. Well, we may have for a while, and it's come back again. So what can talk radio do to help ameliorate the situation?
Well, I think talk radio should do everything it can not to fuel the fires of hatred. I think that talk radio at this point in time has got to do everything it can to put those fires out, mm-hmm. as opposed to perhaps in the 90s and the early 2000s, it was controversial and got ratings and it made it the buzz, and there was a First Amendment element to it. You see, one of the frustrating things about being a champion of the First Amendment, which is my basic politics, is that just because I say people shouldn't say that, people shouldn't do that, people shouldn't have songs that are racist, they shouldn't institutionalize this type of strife and this type of nastiness, but I will also defend their right to do it. So sometimes I'm caught in the middle between the principle of free expression and the principle of good thinking, mm-hmm. and being a good human being. Mm-hmm. And they often are in conflict with each other. And you've experienced this over the years being in this business, am I correct?
Yes, I have. Yep.
So when I say I dislike this kind of thing, mm-hmm. and that we in talk radio at this point, because things are so volatile, We should not, for the sake of exercising our free speech or fighting political correctness and all the things that have marked our kind of radio over the last 25 years, we shouldn't necessarily rely on that at this particular time. We should back off a little bit and be agents of peace and harmony and try to find common answers as opposed to stoking the fires of discontent between people or saying that it's okay to do this because we have free speech. It is okay because we have free speech, but it's not okay if it's going to cause problems.
So do you
the
think
other
that...
take?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just, I'm going to throw something else at you. The other take I have is I think the whole notion of a college campus. Now this is outrageous what I'm about to say, and people may think I'm a wackadoo, but I think sending kids off to college for 4 years is really at this point very counterproductive to what they need as individuals and where we're going as a society.
You know, I'll add to that because I think maybe not as thoughtful as what you just said or provocative, but what these people are allowing is the disintegration of the system that we've had in our country since we were founded. The colleges that were expanding, private colleges, public colleges, you're destroying yourself by letting this stuff happen, and you're fueling the University of Phoenix and all these other online course people who will give you a degree. You don't have to move out of your house. You go on the computer and study and get your degree. That's what this stuff is doing. You don't get any social advancement for doing this, but you certainly get a college degree, and that's really what is being asked for here. So you've said something that gives us a lot to think about. We'll continue with more to think about. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air.
Talk Radio Countdown.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here with Doug Steffen. He's Michael, I'm Doug. This is the Talk Radio Countdown. Every week, the overview of the hot hits in Talk Radio, the Countdown Show, is on the air, has been for years and years and years. I'm happy to have been able to host it in conjunction with the folks at Talkers, mostly Michael. We're here to go through the charts for the week of March the 20th. Beginning of spring, a lot of discussion about the weather. As you and I were talking off the air about how we prefer to spend our time not in New England when it's as bad as it has been the last two or three months. But just to sort of have everybody sit down and pay attention, you'll be happy to know, or maybe not. Maybe you'll find this to be one of those huh moments. The impending snowstorm that we have had to deal with even this weekend. Looking back at this past winter, I can see or saw 8 feet of snow. My farm, now the snow's down to about a foot. But the past winter, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, was the warmest winter ever on record around the world. So the months from December through the end of February were 1.4 degree Fahrenheit warmer than the average for the rest of the last 100 years. So
it's a very, very big world, Doug.
Yes, it is.
And there's a lesson in this, not just for the weather, but people should not assume that the human condition and that the human race and that the world and that the big picture is a reflection of what they see in their little world, in their little microcosm.
Yeah, it really is a very interesting reality, this world of ours. So I just wanted to kind of bring that up because we are always, always talking about the weather and climate change on talk radio.
When people say, oh, there's no global warming, look at the snow we're having in New England.
Right.
I'm not saying we have global warming, but the snow in New England and the cold weather in New England or New York does not in any way necessarily reflect whether there's global warming.
Well, global warming isn't about just warming. It's about climate change. And do we have a play in it? Yeah. Do we cause it? Yeah. The world changes. If you look at the history, if you open up your mind, and that's what some of these other great conversations that I've heard on great radio programs with great hosts who have really, instead of just doing the predictable stuff, dig into what the history is really all about. And if you listen and understand the what has happened with the drilling into the core of the earth, let's say, to find out what the history of the planet is all about, you'll find, if you want to do the research or listen to somebody who's smart, that this sort of cycle has been going on for probably millions of times over the billions of years the planet has been in existence.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's foolishness.
Scientifically, there is no stability.
No.
There hasn't been, and there won't be. And we're living within a geological blip.
Yeah.
Where it's comfortable for the human race. So the human race history is just a little blip. Yeah.
300,000 years, maybe.
Timeline.
Yeah, right. This is the Earth has not always been a friendly place to habitate. Matter of fact, most of its time, most of its existence over the 4.5 billion years, it has been an unlivable place. So, we just don't understand because we're so infinitesimal in terms of time. It really is pretty fascinating. All right. So next item of interest here, if I'm looking at the list, number 8, combination, we had two different things there. The mandatory voting proposal, which is something that'll have to be scrutinized and legalized and all that other stuff. What I find more interesting is how smart the people at Starbucks are. So twice this week, they've been at the top of mind for two very different reasons. Earlier in the week, the discussion of race. Can I talk about race with you? Like you're going to stand in line at a Starbucks and get a coffee and get out of there as fast as you can. But for whatever the reason, and I think it was smart, they start something and get people talking about it, even though it may not ever happen. Plus, they introduced at the end of the week a discussion about potential home delivery of Starbucks products. Like you order a pizza? Okay, call Starbucks and have them send us some coffee and donuts and pastry and stuff. These people are smart, Michael. They're getting all this exposure for nothing. They're using us. The people who host radio programs to talk about these issues. The guy's a genius.
And it can be done. It's been done in other ways, too. Remember Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
You get involved in social issues, social consciousness. You press the right buttons, and you get a tremendous amount of publicity.
Yeah.
And buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Starbucks has always done that. Starbucks has always positioned themselves as part of the cutting edge of some kind of cultural thing. I'm not quite sure what. I prefer the old Starbucks for personally. Now I'm just talking about my own personal taste. I miss the old coffee houses that were popular in the early 90s.
Yeah. Well, they go back to the 60s. Remember when Dick Summer used to do what he called Dick Summer's Subway? He introduced all kinds. We had coffee houses not only all over Boston, but all over New England, all over New York. I mean, around the country, big cities all had these really dark places that you could go on Sunday night and listen to music and drink.
Or even just the Starbucks came out of the local coffee house in the early 90s, late 80s, when you'd go to a place and they had magazine racks. The internet was just starting up, so not everybody had a laptop, but they had Wi-Fi. And you'd see people sitting there on their computers, sipping coffee, talking. It was with all apologies to anybody that may have Starbucks as an advertiser in your affiliates, Starbucks are like what McDonald's are. Mm. It's they're kids yelling and screaming. You got to fight for a table. It's this far from. There's even in my community in New England a drive-through Starbucks.
Yeah.
A drive-through Starbucks. Starbucks represented to me, the last thing you're going to do is drive through it. You're going to sit there, read, talk, be on your computer. Now, I'm not saying let's go back to the old days, and I'm not telling Starbucks how to do their business. They've obviously done very well. I'm just saying personally, culturally, I miss that kind of place.
Yeah. I think there. Yeah, I mean, you look around at all of the places that you mentioned something that just triggered a memory. As you know, I do a program now that's aimed at the American family farmer about ag, and I came across something when you talked about Starbucks and McDonald's. Here's a factoid for people who are listening. Your jaw, I'm going to sound like a New Englander now, your jaw will drop when I tell you this. McDonald's announced this week that they are consuming 2% of the entire production of beef in the world. 2% of the entire beef production in the world goes into McDonald's for their hamburgers. They have 34,000 franchise restaurants, and the question comes, you know, in terms of management and all that stuff. But you look at all of the other fast food places. McDonald's sells more hamburgers, but think about it: 2% of the entire beef population goes into McDonald's. It is astounding that that many people are still eating there. I mean, I think when you get to the knowledge of how they spray the French fries and all the other stuff.
Be careful where you're going with this so you don't get sued.
How?
But I don't know. You have to. You want to get into a lawsuit with McDonald's?
No, I don't. But I'm not saying anything. I'm quoting what their vice president said at a meeting of the National Beef Producers this week.
Yeah,
that's where the information came from.
And that's just McDonald's. They add Burger King on
right.
That. Wendy's.
And you know, Jack in the Box. Jack and whatever.
The fast food place that sells hamburgers.
Yeah, right. It's amazing. Okay, we'll pause for a moment here. Speaking of amazing, Michael Harrison is here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits and discussions that are taking place on Good Talk Radio programs around the country. I'm Doug Steffen.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. 10 million square feet of flooring must be reduced. That means it's your chance to get laminate for 48% off, like our thickest and best 12 millimeter with attached pad for $149. Bamboo for 33% off, like hand-scraped bamboo for $199, the lowest price of the season. Pre-finished hardwood for 38% off, like hand-scraped hickory and other hardwood styles for $299. Plus, more deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my GEICO insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Continuing into our last few minutes here, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You can go there and see what's going on in the talk radio business. See literally now, because there's Talkers TV, there's Talkers Radio, there's Talkers Magazine. I'm looking through, as I read this week, I chuckled when I saw the picture of Howie Carr and Rush Limbaugh together in a restaurant in Florida. One of the little-known secrets, don't tell anybody, is that a lot of people, especially Northeast hosts,
who don't like the bad weather because of technology today, and I can tell you that because I've been doing it for how many years? I have equipment that allows me to do the program from wherever I am, and most of the time, unless I tell you where I am, you don't know where I am. So if you're in New England listening to Howie Carr, you don't know that he's down in Florida at a restaurant or wherever he is doing a program. Limbaugh doesn't make it a secret because most people know that he lives in Palm Beach, and so he does the program there. But there are a lot of people who host talk radio programs, especially in the Northeast, from Washington to Philadelphia to Boston, Pittsburgh, New York, are not slaves to the weather because they can use the technology that's available today. And so I saw a picture in there. And if you go to talkers.com, you'll see the picture. Those of you who love Rush and Howie. Rush is, I haven't seen Rush for, actually since he was at the Talkers convention. But next to Howie, I don't remember Howie being that tall. But
Howie's tall. Howie lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, it looks
Howie,
like he did. Yeah.
Howie sometimes does these promotions with like hair transplants, liposuction,
right.
Tummy tucking.
Right. Because he's getting it done on himself, right.
So I'm not revealing a secret.
No.
Howie just lost a ton of weight with some promotion he did where they did a little surgery, surgery to his stomach.
Yeah, right. Yep, so that's good.
He looks taller because he's narrower.
Yeah, that may be it, yeah. And so he and Limbaugh were in the same restaurant, and that's where the picture came from, as you can see at talkers.com.
They ran into each other.
Yeah, I haven't seen Rush since the Talkers convention a few years ago. I think about him when I first met him the first couple of years when he and I were in the same sort of kettle of fish, and I hosted him as he came to Cincinnati to do his road show that he had started the first couple of years, and I remember the time we spent. He was heavy and he liked to eat, and I thought he was pretty insecure, but boy, did I love watching him prepare to do his program. And that's what that's one thing that's sustained. He really does work hard to know what's going on so he can sound like he knows what the heck he's talking about when he's on the air.
All I could say is Rush Limbaugh is a very complex man.
Yes.
I'm trying to get as much in as I can for the main second. He is a very
complex guy.
Man.
Well, don't you think a lot of people who do this for a living, save you and me who are normal, you've known all these people all these years. I mean, there's a lot of crazy people that do this, but that's what makes us, them, interesting because we are, or they are, a cut above or below or sideways from whatever, reality may be.
There's no question about it. To go on the radio 3 hours a day and have every moment be, here's what I think about what just happened a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That takes a lot of, abnormality.
So what does that say for me, who's on the air for 5 hours a day? It must be more abnormal.
You're somewhere on the spectrum of an average abnormal talk show host.
Really? The average abnormal talk show host. I'll have to remember that and use it, perhaps, in my promotional material.
It's all relative, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Our poll, by the way, at DougStephan.com this weekend, the same as it is every weekend. We pay tribute to the top 10 talk topics according to Talkers.com and ask you to reflect on them. All of them are listed there. Help yourself. Tell us what you think. That's what we're here to do, to tell you what we think. But you are the ones who benefit because you tell us, or at least work through in your mind, what it is that you think is most important. That's through the advent. I'm sure you get a lot of email. You know what? I've never asked you this. Talkers has a Facebook page. You have Twitter. Do people communicate with you in social media?
I do not personally engage in social media.
No, I know you don't, but isn't there stuff?
Yeah, Talkers and our sister publication, Radio Info, which is a music radio version of Talkers.
Right.
Yeah, we have all that stuff.
Yeah. All that stuff. Listen to him. And all that jazz.
I don't care if anybody likes me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I just want to be likable.
Yes.
I don't care. I don't ask to be liked. Don't like me. I don't give a damn.
But all the advertisers or people who do this for a living who do ask to be liked, maybe because of their insecurities, I don't know. It is kind of fun. And to a point, it seems foolish. People are running around, like us on Facebook. Is there a column for I do not like on Facebook? Unlike. I think you can unlike on Facebook.
No, you can't unlike. You can only like. So it's just a matter of how much you're liked. There's no unlike.
All right. Well,
I'm happy to have that clarified for all of the people listening. There it is, our review of the charts for this week. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, along with Doug Steffen, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And nicely enough, we'll be back next week to have the same, well, not the same conversation, but a similar conversation about the issues of the day.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
It's now 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the legal authority for this program. He comes forth with all kinds of experience as a professorial preacher of punditry.
Wow.
Pretty good for right off the top of my head, right?
Not bad.
All right. So, all right. So we've been doing this for years and years and years. It's almost like falling off of a log. I don't want it to sound like we're calling it in, because there are a lot of fresh things every week that come in. But our comfort level is such that sometimes it becomes too familiar and people don't really know who you are, what we're doing here. The idea is to look at some of the stories, the big things from the charts, the Talkers charts this past week as to the top topics, and find out which of them may have some legalese attached to them, some legal side. And so I guess I'll start with number four, Mrs. Clinton, and the continuation of that email probe, the legalities of it. She said she did nothing illegal. There are a lot of people, including members of the Democratic Party, who are getting uncomfortable. Actually, the unions at the State Department are getting antsy about this. And I've said all along, Steve, I thought it was a tempest in a teapot. I still do. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that people listen to me or think, you know, okay, here's something we can run with. But is there, you've had another week to look and think about this, and there are some new developments. I asked you more or less the same question last week. Is she going to be vulnerable?
Is she going to be vulnerable, or are there legal repercussions?
Yeah, I guess there are two questions there. Yes, yeah. Right. Yeah,
because
yeah.
I really don't see much in the way of legal repercussions here. She certainly could, under the law at that time, have had her separate server. That was fine. As far as responding to requests for email, she really is complying with the law. An interesting thing, a little side note, is Jeb Bush, who is an unannounced presidential candidate, decided to be totally transparent. So he released the 300,000 emails that he either sent or received while he was governor of Florida, and within a couple of days they had to redact thousands of those because it had personal information of Floridians on there that could be used for identity theft. So, you know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But the bottom line is, it is a confusing enough issue that there will be a lot made about this by politicians. Whether people will fall for it is something else. And legal action against her, absolutely not.
Yeah. All right. Next, number five this week on the countdown, the Ferguson shootings and the arrest of that fellow. The papers locally now is the big to-do in the Daily Mail in England, where there seems to be more information available than what we can get in this country. This guy was beaten to a bloody pulp. Police say no, but his lawyer says yes. So is this another suit waiting to happen against the city of Ferguson?
Yeah, I think it really could be. We need to know more about the facts here as far as what's going on. But bottom line is the Ferguson Police Department, certainly with the killing of Brown, there was nothing illegal that was done there. The Justice Department said that. Also, the grand jury said that. But that being said, the Ferguson Police Department has a really bad history, and the Justice Department has taken action against them, as they have other police departments who just hasn't gotten as much notoriety, such as in Cleveland. But this is a police department that needs a lot of cleaning up.
Okay, speaking of cleaning up, this is a general question on what's going on in our country. The racism in Ferguson, other communities, the latest thing is some black guy found hanging from a tree in Mississippi, the racial song at Oklahoma University. There's so much of this immaturity that it's beginning to sort of flail in our faces. That, with the increasing attention being paid to the rapes and the sexism on college campuses, two issues that haven't really been particularly well covered in my mind. These fraternities, it seems to me, especially if you zero in on them, are leaving themselves way wide open for complete total annihilation.
You know, I agree. I was in a fraternity when I was in college. You know, none of this kind of stuff went on. But certainly in this area of an era of social media where there is nothing that goes on that isn't videotaped and isn't put out there. Everything is in the light. And so now things that would never have been discovered, like the stupid racist song on the fraternity bus, that becomes out in the open in a way that's a really good thing, because it brings this underlying racism to the surface, and we can deal with it. But the fraternity system in general has really got to do a lot of reforming.
There's Stephen J.J. Wiseman. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.